Saki deli ta chapche Tuandan sancho semje korvetsavache Kunzo sancho semje shivantala shembangote Siji nijin talamanebe sanje je kompan topje ta yepe simchinje Tum rupa manami
Mitre wishes everyone Tashi Dele this evening, and along with that, he makes the aspiration that our relative bodhicitta, sorry, first that our ultimate bodhicitta, which cuts through our clinging to cyclic existence, and our relative bodhicitta, which stops us from clinging to our own peace, that these two will both increase and increase to the point where we can attain the state of nirvana that abides neither in existence nor in peace. And as a result of that, that we will be of great benefit to all of the limitless number of sentient beings. As before, please give rise to the supreme motivation of bodhicitta, as is instructed in the teachings of the Great Vehicle, and listen. Tonight, Rinpoche will give us a brief explanation of the song by the Lord of Yogis, Milarepa, distinguishing the provisional from the definitive in the context of Mahamudra.
Manam tenpe jamsen je kyupin tsog no vatar kuenje korhin kyupin ni nyenpe paaten dravyan ki so nam kuenje chabate je ngabda mete mala samshi sabasongde.
The first verse reads, right here in this world, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top. Respected by all and worthy of offerings, the melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished master, Maitripa?
Keda chenpo tang, chen hinda chenpo yoyopa tang. Kepa kunje, tene kukurje ne yinpa soje, goni metrapa la toipare.
This first verse is a praise of the all-powerful Lord Maitripa. Maitripa was renowned in the world as being equivalent to a second Buddha, and all of the wise ones paid him great homage. Therefore, Milarepa praises him.
Tene dajur ji japo marba lota la tene jagala lama mangdu yubuna ne tsu naro penchin dangada mete panire naro penchin ji durji tebe zurem samin ne deba tene chu tok tsor tone songze gere tene ngada mete pe taba tsor tone songye gere.
Marpa, the translator, had many lamas in India, but he had two main ones, Naro Penchen and the Lord Maitripa. From Naro Penchen, he received the profound instructions of the Vajrayana's completion stage practices, the practices of the six dharmas, and from Maitripa, he learned mainly teachings about the view.
Tenyi shabje pemo la kopar tinchen chudonwe tabayantse sajache thadra nyungma tontoshen yuenten thamche rabzote chonam kwenche magupa dekhi trupa mazokchen chincho marpen deke songchi sawasun.
There is one who served at his lotus feet with respect and drank in full draughts the quintessential elixir, the Mahamudra, the crowning point of view. This put him in touch with reality, plain and simple. He perfectly brought all excellent qualities forth and was not defiled by any fault at all, a Sugata emanation in human form. That greatest of beings, Lord Marpa,
taught like this. Nyungma semche ne lokche tong tohen, yuintin tamche rabdo zote, nipe chungje mawipa, devarikikwa, turpa, muyu zoksu swanpa, te marpa loza te par jipa doji turpa trapare, devarikikwa turpa muyu zukin, muyu zoksu pepa, jipa tamche jincho do jirpa, jincho marpa loze nike song.
There is one who served at his lotus feet with respect. His refers to the all-powerful Lord Maitripa. And there is one who served at the lotus feet, which is an honorific term, with respect and drank in full draughts the quintessential elixir of the pith instructions, which concerned the Mahamudra, the ultimate view, the crowning point of all types of meditation. And as a result of that, he realized the nature of reality, plain and simple, meaning free from all extremes of conceptual elaboration, the basic nature of reality. He realized, as a result of that, he perfectly brought all excellent qualities forth and was not defiled by even the slightest stain. He was a Sugata, a Buddha, an emanation of a Buddha who appeared in a human form. The greatest of beings was Lord Marpa, and he taught me, Milarepa sings, like this.
Tene ngada metepe thada saja chembuam, nyuma saja chembi tawa kanyimati, kincho marpa loze, ngalenden rao sungta.
This means that the view of Mahamudra free from extremes, the Ma Mudra of the basic nature of reality that Maitripa taught to Marpa. This view Marpa explained to me, Milarepa, in the following way.
Tene tangin jeba lande se nama yorla tangin jeba. Nang jowa yeji nam hila tangin jeba. Nyele zog jo pumbo la tangin jeba. Do no jen pumu la tangin jeba tang. So here.
In this song, the provisional or interpretable meaning is distinguished from the definitive, ultimate meaning with regard to four different topics. The first is outer appearances. The second is the inner movement of the mental consciousness. The third is our own body, the skanda of form. And finally, the appearances of demons.
Se nama zogdratero rigza lasope nama chetar nana chang chetar namar chunayang chetar nana chang kandeje nana chetar nang se chete tene zangbo ngemba parma naso so nama kande nang naya mato tunan trunang te Same Nelo Numa Saja Jebutu Mato Butuna Mato Bokamna Trunante Nawate Trupanamare Yorji came bay in Chimwarasi Yorji came bay in Chimwarasi Sijite Zuma Yorji Nama Tela Dembari came bay. One Kanza tell in Chingwan, you were in Chingwarasi, him being Chingri. Chetang Tene, Zuma Yorte, Nantong Samre, Yorjin Chingamari, Yorla Dembari, him by Latin in Chingwari. Malam Jenawa, Pim, Perna, Malam Jenawa, Nantong Samre, Nama Katsun Chingamari, Nama La Dembari Hina, Dembari him, but Namdok in Chingwan, you go. Malam ji pe da jana ko le la wo yong re cheng wa de si cheng ne ka den cheng re den ba ri cheng ba wang ge den ba ri cheng ba wang ge de ne dong an na so ji ge re dong an na so ji din cheng wa de si to ba na la jo ba na sem je ne lo wo sa sa je je me dong to na dong to ba na la na wa de jo ma ra na na dong sa re Nandong Gpi Jumari Tisena Toba Nala Nandong Samre Nandong Gpi Jumatavare Tisena Jumarna Ta Toba Nala Jumatavare Nangna Te Namala Tente Kande Yungrisena Yonang Semje Trosinchar Yorje Nama Te Semje Trosinchar Semje Nelok Saja Chepe Nyamlinje Trosinchar Toba Trosinchar Toba Kongni Kongdom Prabhar Sepe Tros Chasumba. Pena Malang O Hiba Ina, Pena Malang O Hiba Kapso, Siruji Zugra Taro Rixen, Nama Kandeji Kana Yang, Malajan Nama Mo Hikin Tar Jama, Namkalam Prabha Lasoba, Pena Lu Mere Jurva, Chura Jurva, Lasoba, Turju Jurva Sepata, Yang Yadamja Lar Gombatang, Pena Turjurje. Namely, Madava Mambo Zoya, the draws here. Now, the main are two Zoya Yomare. Now, a manga, but now don't you meet now a telatina, now a de draws in Jagger. Tava draws in Jag, Gomba draws Jag. Jupiter draws in Jagger. Then draw a mato, but capso, tropata. Topa capso, now don't get now a yinky draws in China. Mene Nelong Tartok Bate Karasena Tartok Tonla Namanyo Nelong Tartok Tonla Tartok Wang Sena Namate Nang Manyong Sejete Nama Nang Manyong Bare Nama Nang Manyong Bajunsen Karasena Drom Manyong Bajunsen Malam the Nama Nazo Shana Young Nelong Tartok La Samna Namate 당보 제와미 바드 네바미 탄가바미 롱메 베세나 네로그 왕드세나 마도바레 낭마뇽바레 베데기엔도 타토그 왕 동제 왕드세나 낭마뇽 도마뇽바레 제미 조거다고소 타독 돈로 낭마뇽나 데카데레 제미 조거다고소 제와메바레 제와메바데 조거레 조거다고소 Jimmy Chukur Ta Sijati, Jeva Mabe Chujikore, Mola Trama Mabe Sena Taba. Jeva Mabe Sena Gagwami, Gagwa Mabe Sena, Jenga Mabe Sena, U Nebaya Mabe. Dikabs Jimmy de Chunzi Mato, Jenga driven Tatam Jet and Driver. Jemma Jenga driven Tatam Jet and Driver, Chujikore. Tago Hiba de Mola Trama Mabe. Jimmy Chukur Tako Song, yeah. The Druzi Janamazo.
However, appearances might appear outside. This refers to the outer appearances of forms, sounds, smells, tastes, tactile sensations, in whatever combination, in whatever style. They might appear before us. However they might appear, what is their quality? We're going to see three different aspects of that. The first one is if we have not realized the essential nature, the true nature of reality, the basic nature of mind. If we haven't, then these appearances are delusory projections. So our fundamental way of relating to them is confused when we don't realize the nature of mind. And the reason why is that we think these objects are real. And as a result of thinking the objects are real, as it says in the third line, clinging to objects, this is what ties you down. So our belief that what we perceive in terms of these five objects is real is what binds us. The objects themselves don't do anything to bind us because the objects are just appearance emptiness. So from their side, they're not doing anything to us, but our taking them to be real is what causes the problem. And we can think about that from the perspective of the example of a dream. Because in a dream, the appearances aren't really doing anything to us. But if we take those dream appearances to be real, then that can cause us all kinds of problems. So that's what is very important for us to see, is that our belief that these objects are real binds us because it causes us suffering. So that is the first stage. The second stage is described in the fourth line that says, for those who know their illusory appearance. When we realize the true nature of mind, Mahamudra, then we realize that all appearances are appearance undifferentiable from emptiness. Just like illusions. Illusions are things that appear, but they aren't really there. And when that is the case, when we know that, then how do we relate to appearances? They're our best friends. It says this in the next line of the song. For them, those who realize the nature of mind, what appear to be objects are mind's best friends. They are the best friends of the practice of Mahamudra, of the practice of realizing the nature of mind and causing that realization to increase. And the way we can think about this is, again, from the perspective of a dream, this time when we know we're dreaming. When you know you're dreaming, then all of the objects are your aids in training, exercising the potential the power of the mind. And there are certain practices that one does once one can recognize one is dreaming that are called transformation and emanation. So you can transform yourself into fire or water. You can fly in the sky. You can transform yourself into the Yidam deity. And all of this is only possible because there are appearances there. If the appearances stopped in the dream, you couldn't do any of that. So appearances are the friends. They enhance the meditation once we know their true nature and know the true nature of mind. So that is first the stage when there is no realization. We think objects are real and they bind us. In that way, the thinking that they are real is what binds us. Then when there is realization, the appearances of objects become our best friends. What is the ultimate nature of these appearances? In the end, in fact, the verse says, there is no such thing as appearance. Appearances don't really happen in the basic nature of reality. The reason why they don't really happen is because there's nothing really there to appear. And we can think about this again from the perspective of the example of the dream. Nothing in the dream really exists. Nothing really arises. Nothing abides. Nothing ceases. So there's nothing there to appear in the first place from the perspective of the genuine nature of reality. And therefore, the nature of appearances is in fact unborn dharmakaya. Unborn, not abiding, not ceasing. And this nature of reality is the dharmakaya. It is pure, utterly pure, because since that is its nature, there is no stain at all in its essence. There is not the slightest imperfection or flaw. And this dharmakaya that is unborn, we should also understand it to mean that since it is the nature of reality, you can't find it anywhere now. It isn't born anywhere in the beginning. You can't find it anywhere now. It doesn't go out of existence either. So that is the ultimate nature of appearance. In the Sutra of the 10th Bhumi, the Buddha taught the 10 ways in which all phenomena are equal, are of the nature of equality. And one of these was that he taught that all phenomena are equal in the sense that their nature is all equally free from all of our conceptual notions about what it might be. And particularly, it is free from the conceptual notion of ever happening, of ever coming into being, or ever going out of being, ever arising or ceasing. So that we see in the first part of the statement about the Dharmakaya is that it's unborn. So the nature of everything is equally unborn. It doesn't ever really happen. And another one of the 10 types of equality was that the Buddha taught that all things are equal in the sense they are all equally pure from the very beginning. Their nature is original purity. And this we see here in the verse, utterly pure is the Dharmakaya. The Dharmakaya that is unborn, that is beyond conceptual fabrication, is utterly pure. It is without the slightest imperfection or stain. And then from the perspective of the relative appearances of phenomena, the Buddha taught that all phenomena are equal because they are all equally illusory, equally dreamlike, equally like the moon that appears in a pool of water. So that is the basic quality of every single appearance there is.
Jamsi di sena dini nyumong leda donga namja yang tak berjewa mebare kunjob je na jor de dini malam rawa.
Therefore we can say that all mental afflictions, all of karmic actions, and all suffering resulting from those actions are equally unarisen and equally dreamlike in terms of the quality of their appearance.
Tandor dona zoma yorje nama de mato bakapso demba nanghin demba khemba re ton tamb demba to bakapso demba khemba yo mare na dong samre nelong tha thola jenga trupa da chaba.
In short, at the stage when there is no realization at all, then we cling to these five objects of the sense consciousnesses as being real. At the stage when we do have realization, then we do not cling to them as being real. We know that they are mere appearance emptiness. And ultimately, their nature is beyond the conceptual fabrications of ever occurring or ever ceasing to occur. And then to look at the stages of no realization, realization, and the ultimate nature of inner mental consciousness, the next verse says, the workings of mental consciousness inside, not realized, are ignorance itself. This is the root of all karma and all affliction. If realized, is self-awareness wisdom. Here is where positive qualities spring full-blown. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said.
Saja chembo mato duso duna marek pare rango ranga marek pesena marek pare marek pa tela chung kare marek pa latin chung kare jumre sena le nyamong kunji yatai marek pa latin tene ta chakpa da dawa da momba da nyomomba che tela tin te nyomong tin lesa le latin tene donga na zo jung sena le nyamong kunji yedang sawa re sompa re mato pa marek pa.
The workings of mental consciousness inside, not realized. When we don't realize the true nature of mind, then the mental consciousness is ignorance. Ignorance because there is no awareness of the mind's own nature. The mind is ignorant or unaware of its own nature. And we might ask, well, what's wrong with that? What's the fault of that? Well, the fault of that is that what happens when mind is unaware of its own nature is that the mental afflictions, the kleshas, arise. So this is the root of all karma and all affliction. The root of all, first of all, affliction of the mental afflictions of the kleshas is ignorance. So you don't know your true nature, and then attachment arises, aversion arises, and as a result of that, we commit karmic actions motivated by these mental afflictions, and then experience the suffering that is the result of those karmic actions. So that is the situation when there is no realization of the nature of mind.
Mato na marik pa imbe se na to na ranrik yehi ranzong yehi ranrik yehi ranzong yehi te tiba ye ranrik yehi te ranrik se jide rango rang rik pa se na ranre nam hi lende ebe se na yehi ranrik yehi te ranrik yehi am ranzong yehi te la tine yuntin karin jomare karpu yuntin zogwarin jom karpu yuntin de Lamje capso, tene sata lamje yendin. Papa sato per capso, da yendin sanje machapa kibare. Yendin sanje machapa nam carpu yendin. Teso ranzon requi hilte in somore. Devu sanje per capso, sanje je cota yehi tang. Simchinje tonze per la sopo yendina ranzon ke yehi tene. Third symbol Latin, Devi in the summer. This is not land and Devi in the Tamjinjum. Carpu in the Zoka and Jones said there, Carpu in the Osu Zoka, land and Devi in the Tamje, Matsangba map, Zoka and Jungre. The land and Devi in the Zoka and Jonga de Ranzonga Yehila Raleb. Ta Tendrava in a Tartoga Tonga Kare. Tartok donla yeki mi chunam sezar charuson. De kolo parpa tava dan tamare. Kolo papa hirab je paru de sebe dode namle. Tene zogne namba tamche chebe yeki je pardo madro par sombare. Hirab ne boleya lam yeki mi sombare. Tena yi tan kolo parpa tava dan tamare. Tartok donla yeki mi. Yehi yona kare yokora, yehi dendrop the mebare. Yehi dendrop the demba tropa yena, tell a tuba tene young dendro mambuchagre. Te chutamje tongba yimba, tongba drop tobumare, tatuk tongla yehi me. Yehi tani the me somba mare, young takbar, yehi demba ranginje tropa mebare, tatuk tongla yehi. Chunam sezar cheroso. This henna. Yang dapat yehi mebe sena, tene chu tamte yang dapat madro be sena, chu nam sesar cha lo son. Chu sesar cha vate, nam doka takbu chu se bata. Nam doka takbu chu so sena, tene nam do trupa yang se dogre. Yor sena yurjin yang se dogre. Yor ga na yurjin ga dogre. Ti sena, chu nam sesar cha lo son. Zongzhen trupe chu, zongzhen trupe yodan yujin tamche se gogodong. Yeah, take some.
Take some lot of music.
Oh yeah.
Tartuk dunla yeshimengi kola sumbe katsu tene tatuk la yeshimengi nian tanyi
tanyi doi yeshimengi
nasa
di meba de nyamja lada bakam tatuk
nasa Well, what about the stage when there is realization of the nature of mind? When there's no realization of the nature of mind, that's ignorance. When there is realization, it's awareness. And in the Tibetan, it's very handy because when there's no realization, you have ma-rikpa, ma is the negating particle. And then when there is realization, you have rikpa, which is without the negating particle. So you have unawareness in the first stage, more literally, and awareness in the second stage. Awareness here in the sense of self-awareness, wisdom. So we can take a look at this word self-awareness, wisdom. You could also call it self-arisen wisdom. Rinpoche says these two terms mean the same thing. Here, instead of there being mind unaware of its true nature, mind is now aware of its true nature. And since it is aware of itself, then it's called self-awareness. Since it transcends ordinary consciousness that we experience, it's called wisdom. And this self-awareness wisdom is the source of all positive qualities. At the time one becomes a noble bodhisattva, because one has recognized the nature of mind, one's qualities are already said to be inconceivable. And these qualities only get greater as one progresses along the path. More specifically, the last three paths of the five, and the 10 bodhisattva bhumis. So as one progresses along the path, one's qualities get greater and greater, and all of these come from self-arisen, self-aware wisdom. And then at the time of the result, one manifests for one's own benefit the wisdoms and the kayas, which also perform the benefit of others in a limitless way. All of these arise from self-awareness wisdom. Full-blown means perfect. There's nothing left out. All qualities are complete. So that is the stage of realization. What about the ultimate stage? The verse says, in the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. This is a teaching that is in harmony with the way the Buddha taught in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma, the sutras of the Prajnaparamita, in which he said that all phenomena from form through omniscience are empty of their inherent nature. So here we're dealing with the top of those, the wisdom that is omniscient, that too is empty of any essence. In the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, also, it says, there is no path, no wisdom. The reason why the Buddha said this was that if it were not the case, then there would be truly existent wisdom. And if wisdom were truly existent, then a whole lot of other things would also be truly existent, namely, all other phenomena. But they're not. They're all equally empty of their own essence. We should understand that this is talking about from the perspective of genuine reality. From the perspective of a convention, you can say, yes, the person who has realization has wisdom. But that's just in terms of conventional expression. When you really examine, you can't find any wisdom there. And the last two lines say, Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. What we have to do is to bring our conceptions of phenomena to their exhaustion. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. We have to exhaust our concept of what it is that our thoughts are thinking about. So we're thinking about something. Here it's wisdom. And we have to bring that object of thought to its exhaustion. And if we do that, then the thought perceiving it will also naturally dissolve. If we examine the object and see the object's not really there, then the thought focusing on that object will also stop focusing on it, because it knows there's nothing really there. In this way, our minds, which normally perceive in a confused dualistic way, clinging to there being some object to perceive and some subject perceiving it, this confusion will stop because we realize the emptiness of the object. So that is the point of the last two lines.
Tenen tartok don la yishi me na, vanan tartok don la nam hi yavaribhasa na, tartok don la nam hi yang madhubhara.
In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. Well, if there's no wisdom in the ultimate nature, does that mean that there is consciousness? The answer is no. There's no consciousness either.
Tenen nam hi de, ngazo tanyin do nam hi do, nam hi de, nam hi an tatar je sem de kaba dok de na, hirab je ta na, yegim do, je tangbo kaba ni yong song, pado kaba dogo do sa na dohong do, tangbo kande si je song, tama kande si nga song, jen ga la de na, ha gogo do, nam hi je lu je, se tang nang kaba do, do da me kaba do, ta na yegim do,
conventionally, we say we have a consciousness. We have a mind. But when we look for this mind with our intelligence, we can't find it anywhere. Where did it come from? Where is it now? Where does it go? Where and when and how did it arise? Where does it abide? And how does it cease? Is it inside our body? Where? Find it. Is it in the top part? Is it in the bottom part? Is it somewhere on the outside? Wherever we look, we can't find the mind. And that is evidence that it isn't really there.
Teta nam si madroba la tente, hiram nyingbo le, marekpa mi, marekpa sepa mi sumbare. Marekpa la rangi mebe sena, tene marekpa sepa la rangi mebe. Marekpa la rangi yuna, sepa la rangi yungre.
This lack of any real existence of consciousness is something that is also taught in the Heart of Wisdom Sutra, where it says there is no ignorance and no ending of ignorance. Since ignorance itself has no inherent nature, because as we've seen, consciousness does not really exist, then there can't be any ending of ignorance either. There can't be any ending of that which was never there in the first place. And that's what's taught here.
Malanja Nanjur Gomna Malang Mokhi Kaki Magomnaya Samta Malang Mokhi. Tenda wode karre. Malam te mohiba da mahiba niga tende nangsa imbisena tenjong soksol tende samsa mohi samsa mo mahi samsa mo mahi de donga kanga na zoi samsa mohi de namka lamperva la sobaya tamada si chibuyo.
We can compare this with the example of dreaming and not recognizing that you're dreaming. So that lack of knowledge or the ignorance that it's a dream. Well, if that ignorance were real, then it would be impossible to overcome it. If it truly existed, then no one could ever recognize that they were dreaming. But the fact is that many people do recognize that they are dreaming. Some people can do it just naturally. Other people do it through practicing dream yoga. But people are able to recognize that they're dreaming because this ignorance of the fact that it's a dream isn't real in the first place. Because this ignorance is just something that appears due to the coming together of causes and conditions. And therefore, when other causes and conditions come together, then we can recognize that it's a dream. So sometimes those causes and conditions won't come together, and we won't recognize it's a dream, and we can suffer a lot in the dream as a result of that. And other times they will come together, and everything will be great, and we can fly in the sky and do all kinds of other fun things because we know that it's a dream. So if we ask, if somebody asks us, do you have ignorance now? We would say, yes, I do. But then if they say, well, where is it? Then we have to say, I don't know. Because we can't find it anymore. We can't find it anywhere. And that's a sign that the ignorance itself doesn't really exist.
Then Rambo Tela Tene Rikpa Loksola Ta Tan Ten Sik Sire Ta Tan Ten Sik Jum Ten Rambo Te Marikpa Rang Hime Ta Ten Rambo Marikpa Madropa De Sanji Chisungpa Re Madropa Ta Rambo Te Nga Chu Tene Rikpa Che Na Mnye Pa Re Marikpa Nye Ke Mato Hakku.
And this is the path of reasoning, the path of analysis that allows one to come to stable conclusions based on evidence and reasons. So we can say that our ignorance doesn't really exist because of the reason that we can't find it. And when we look for it, we can't find it anywhere. And if you can't find something, then you can say it's not there.
Then Rao Tela Ta Tambo Marekpa Mi Se Yeba Ka Seba Mi Se Marekpa Meba Tang Marekpa Tan Seba Ka Vare Ta Tamje Kana Marekpa Marekpa Yeba Meba Nika Nime Tamje Lenden Ta Tamje Ka Ta Tamje Tata.
First in the sutra it says, there is no ignorance. That refutes the notion of existence. Then it says there is no ending of ignorance. That refutes the notion of non-existence. So existence is refuted, non-existence is refuted, and implicitly the other two possibilities, which are a combination of existence and non-existence, and something which is neither existence nor non-existence, all of these possibilities are refuted. In the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, the Protector Nagarjuna writes, one cannot describe the nature of genuine reality by saying emptiness or not emptiness or both of those or neither. But one can and should use these terms as conventional expressions.
Ta somba nyelin zogju pongbo la chanin jeba ne, nyelin zogju pongbo nde mato tunan jungi li. Nasa donga telen jong, to na lako songjogde, tamari kienba dokbar si, ta tok ton la lumi de, tindang katar tako songjogde.
The next topic with regard to which the provisional from the and the definitive meanings are distinguished is that of the body. So it says, the skanda of form compulsively taken on, not realized is four elements making a body, sickness and suffering. This is what comes of that. If realized, it's a deity's union body. Reversing the common assumption you entertain. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. It's as rarefied as a cloud-free sky, he taught. As pure as a cloud-free sky is what he taught. Here, out of the five skandhas that comprise the individual, the one that is focused upon is the most a coarse of them all, which is the body. And since it is the most coarse, then it is the easiest to determine that it is not real, that it is not truly existent. So we start there.
Dak never lampam, dancing is simje, never lamber. Dancing is simje, dug or some lamber senna, then in yelling zookipumus.
Compulsively taken on is this body. What that means is that when you have a thought of self, of belief in self, then that's going to attract there being a body. So that very thought of ego clinging is what causes you to have that notion with regard to this body. Then you've got one. So that's why it's compulsively taken on.
Mato tunan jungilu, don tambit dembam, tumbani mato petuso, tumbani mato penegapso ludicare, jung ye, sa cho me long de.
Not realized is four elements making a body. When we don't realize the nature of genuine reality, then what this is four elements. The four elements of earth, water, fire, and wind, comprising the body that has the five sense faculties. So when we don't realize the nature of reality, then that's precisely what this body is. And precisely the same thing happens when we dream, because when we dream and we have the confusion of not knowing that we're dreaming, then first the body appears, and then we can have feelings with regard to the body and so forth. The other five aggregates appear in relation to the body.
Ta tendra when jungi lundela da de hine, jung karendova. Nasa doman delenjo. Lula dember hemba latinde, lula nasa tang. Lula tembe donga mandava. Natsokunjo.
Well, what's so bad about thinking that this body is the self? Well, as it says in the next line, sickness and suffering, this is what comes of that. Because when we think the body is the self, when we think that the body is real, then sickness comes, we think that's real, and then we experience great suffering. So there's all kinds of suffering we can have with regard to our body, and it all comes from thinking the body is identifying the body with the self, identifying the body as being something truly existent. When we examine this relative appearance of the body, we see that it's really just inanimate matter. It's just made of particles. And the mind is not that. The mind is mere clarity, which is not made of any material substance at all. So then why is it that this mind that's not made of matter experiences suffering with regard to this inanimate thing of the body? Well, the answer is because the mind looks at the body and thinks, that's me. That's the self. And so when something happens to the self, the mind doesn't like that, so it suffers.
This and Lula Dadi Hembata, Dembari Hembata, Dembari Hembata, Karchemburi Hemba Kate, Yunaya, Tini Tetanje Duma Chibur.
And therefore, we can see that our suffering increases in direct proportion to the strength of our thought that there is a self, that the body is real, that this body is something important. However much we think those things, precisely that much will we suffer. But on the other hand, if we can understand that the body is appearance and emptiness, like an illusion, then we won't suffer so much as regard to what happens to it.
This and a lunando yemi to top a cheddo, then a luge nello tenable. Luge nello and luge rangi.
And therefore, in order to determine this nature of the body, is appearance, emptiness, undifferentiable, it's very important for us to look into the body and find out what it really is. Examine it and find out its essential nature.
Tene lula tembe nata donga jungu yirina yang, nata donga tele yang, hirab yang tabi kena madrubare. Chik madrubare. Chik madrubasena tama yang madrubare. Chik the tama rang yin and debesena.
When we do that, when we undertake that investigation, it's certainly still the case that we'll get sick and that we will appear to suffer, but we can again investigate at that point and look at this suffering, look at the part of the body that's suffering and say, ask the question, does that really exist? If it really exists, then is it one thing? Well, if you examine any part of the body, you can't find one thing. It just keeps breaking down. So if you can't find one, then you certainly can't find many. And therefore, the sickness and the suffering are not really there. One chapter of the Protector Nagarjuna's Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way is called An Examination of Samsara. And The first thing that Nagarjuna does in that chapter is prove that there's really no such thing as samsara. Samsara doesn't have any nature of its own. Since it doesn't have any nature of its own, then there can't be any birth or death in samsara either, because there's no samsara in the first place. This is something that Nagarjuna proves with many reasonings. He devotes one whole chapter to it. Well, then what is samsara? And what is all the birth and death that appear to happen in samsara? Just mere appearance, dependently arisen, just like appearances in dreams, just like water moons, illusions. So if we investigate our own samsara and ask, where is this samsara that belongs to us? Can't find it anywhere. Where is this birth? Look at your own birth. Look at your own death. You can't find anything, because these things don't really exist. When realized, if realized, it's a deity's union body. Union here refers to the union of appearance and emptiness. And when we realize the nature of the body, the nature of reality, then we know that the body is just appearance and emptiness. While appearing, it is empty. While empty, it appears. It appears as a result of the coming together of causes and conditions. And whatever appears due to the coming together of causes and conditions is of the nature of emptiness. It is pervaded by emptiness. And therefore, it is appearance and emptiness undifferentiable. And if one is meditating on a deity, then one's body is the appearance emptiness body of the deity. But even if you're not meditating on a deity, it's still just appearance emptiness, just like if you were. So there's really no difference. It's the appearance, it's like the appearance emptiness body of the deity. And then the verse says, reversing the common assumption you entertain. Well, our common assumption is that the body is something real, made out of flesh and blood. As soon as we know that it's not, then we've reversed that assumption. We might do it through meditating on a deity, or we don't have to. Can just recognize that the body is appearance emptiness, and that reverses our ordinary assumption that the body is some material thing made out of flesh and blood. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. The body doesn't really exist. It's like a cloud-free sky. What the body's actual nature is like a sky free of clouds. Now, the example of the sky is used in two different ways in relation to emptiness. The first would be to when emptiness is conceived of as the complete negation of everything. And that is from the perspective of space. When you think of empty space and reality being like that, that's one way. The other way that space is used is to illustrate the freedom from conceptual fabrications. Because if you think about the expanse of space, then it can't really be described in conceptual fabrications. You can't say there's an end to it. You can't say there's a midpoint. It's beyond concept. So in this way, there are two ways we can think about it. And here it is said that the body doesn't really exist. And this is something that is taught when the point is to help us get over our incredibly strong belief that the body is real. So in order to do that, we have to be taught that it doesn't exist. But then we also have to know that that's not the end of the story, because in fact the body's nature transcends both the concept of existence and non-existence. So beyond all conceptual fabrications is the body's genuine nature.
Da don ne jin pomom de la mato pa to pa tan thatu ko kap som de jawane don ne jin pom na wande mato tu na de yin de thon sam par du che bar si to na geng nam chi jong de na zo ngo ro chi len jong thatu don la la de me nam to se sa cha lo som chi sa.
In the next verse, the provisional and the definitive are distinguished with regard to spirits. And so it says, apparitions of male and female demons and ghouls. For as long as your guise has not been seen through are maras, obstacle makers who nothing but trouble spell. When your guise is seen through, you obstructors are dharmapalas, a hotbed of cities of such a variety. In the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. Let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said.
Dei nāwa kya nā pōi, pō rāwa dā mō rāwa jī kya gāyā wale, tī sā nā nā jōyī pōmī nāwa dē. Mātō tū nā dōyī dē, Don tambe demba mato pa tongba ni mato pa kapso tene doire ndere. Namdo ga dembari khembe sena de dang doile dembari khembe sena doye demba trobanda wo yere. Doire. Ton sam padu chobar se ton sam gare parche na zo zo gare. Penamalan je kapso de na wa khana tene de te ka ngaran la na ba. Mandavanazo is over. Malang, oh, she not in the co. She does away. Tonsampa to Chubas. Don a gang of Chujong day. Don't buy Niji don't donor. Don't need you don't donor. Gig young don't buy name, but senna. Gig get and day in a long young dog water. Don a gang of Chujong day. Yang don't sign in button. Dilla damper chamber, maybe senna. Then
Nandong Tona ton, tongba niji ton tona, na sopu ngodron re cherang soke ngodrup jingre. Yapure, chile song. Chile song song gupe jimzi de de chongtru ting jimba kapsu somore. Ona ten rao yina, mato pa kapsu doi, tona chujo yina, tartok tona kare, tartok tona lande mi, tartok tona atan re niga mato kare. Jumsin kare, chu tamte madrupusena, lande young madrupare. Chu tamte tongbani, lande the end of China, tenin garbachagriya. Tatu tonga landim. Namdo se sarcharoso. Tisena, lai, namdo dande, namdo de tatu, tenin yamja la dava cup, tavan tartu book up, yamja la dava cups, and landed namdo lendego. Ya.
Apparitions of male and female demons and ghouls. It says male and female because when you see spirits, sometimes they can look like they are male and sometimes they can look female. And for as long as your guise has not been seen through are Maras, as long as we believe that they are real, as long as that we don't investigate the nature of the thoughts that think that these demons are real, then they are in fact demons. Just like when we dream, we can dream of demons, and if we don't recognize their dream that we are dreaming, then it can look like they're doing all kinds of bad things to us. If we do recognize that we are dreaming, then they can't do very much. But if we don't recognize it, then they can. They are obstacle makers who nothing but trouble spell. They can cause all kinds of problems and obstacles as long as we don't know the nature of reality. However, when we can recognize the emptiness that is the nature of genuine reality, then we know that these obstructors are appearance emptiness. And when we know that, then they become like Dharma protectors. And here Milarepa is using the second person. He's saying you. And the reason why is because he's singing to five spirits, the five Tseringma sisters, who at this point are putting on quite a magical show for Milarepa. And while this all is happening, he's singing this to them. And he's saying, you know, you guys are doing all this, but in fact, you are a hotbed of cities of such a variety. Because I realize your true nature, all you do just brings me more and more realization, more and more power. So that's how Milarepa is singing to them. Well, that is the way it is that when we recognize the true nature of reality, what about the ultimate nature? So in the ultimate nature, it says, in the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. So neither gods exist nor goblins exist. And why is that? Because all phenomena are empty. If all phenomena are empty, then gods and demons are included in all phenomena, so they must be empty too. And let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said, meaning this is the end of concepts. So now you have to go beyond your concepts. If you want to realize the nature of true reality, you have to leave your concepts behind. And that's what the last two lines mean.
Then in dream in the never thing in a yabo do la mina, then it jam name me a jagger. De yabo mado sana la tan de tan da son da young madubare. De me bagindo la tan de madubagindo da young madubare. To do me mesena tato tona sunga madubare. Da jam madubare. La tan de me. Then it da chico la ne yabo madova. Then da omare. Da young madubare.
Well, we might think, well, it's fine if there are no demons, because demons are harmful. So that's okay. But I don't like it if you say there are no deities. Because if there are no deities, then who am I going to refuge to? Who will protect me? Well, the point we have to realize is that there's no me either. That the three, the trio of the gods, the demons, and the self are all equally lacking in any inherent nature. It certainly wouldn't be good if gods and demons didn't exist, but the self did. That would might be quite lonely. So in fact, how it is that gods, demons, and the self are all equally lacking in true nature.
Sute latan de madropa de Kazak da madropa, two tamje tumba ni besena, dami ni dubesena latan de madropa.
In fact, the thought that there are demons and gods first comes because we have a thought that there is a self. But really, there are no demons and gods because phenomena are empty of inherent nature. And there's no self because there's no self in the individual. So we can see that these things are included in the two types of emptiness, that of the self, that of phenomena, and so all three of them are not real. And therefore, in short, all conceptual notions are exhausted. Notions of there being a god or a demon, of there being self or phenomena, they are all exhausted in the ultimate nature.
Then we in a cheta chigamarivasana, young chepartava buddha madrubare, chepartava sim young madrubare, chepartava sim nandrong yomare, chepartava sim na chinga yomare, chepartava buddha madrubare.
Isn't that a nihilistic view? No, it's not, because there's no one there to be a nihilist. There's no mind to think about nihilism. So there's no nihilistic view. The mind that conceives of nihilism doesn't arise, doesn't cease, doesn't come from anywhere, doesn't go anywhere. So therefore, there really is no thought of nihilism. And there's no realism either for the same reason. And this is something that Nagarjuna examined in his chapter called An Examination of Mistakes, when he showed there's really no such thing as a mistake, and there's no one making a mistake. If it were the case that everything was empty of true existence, but mistakes really existed, if everything else was empty except for mistakes, and the one who makes mistakes, then that would be a logical contradiction.
This is not a true time to Jenga Truba than Trava. Jenga Truba than Trava, the more do it.
And therefore, the ultimate nature of all phenomena is free of these conceptual fabrications of coming into being or going out of existence, and therefore their essential nature is all completely pure.
Awesome.
And Rinpoche will continue with the explanation of the song tomorrow night. Now, does anyone have any questions? Is there time for questions? If there's no time for questions, then tomorrow we can ask questions too. If there is time for questions, then we can ask them now.
Yeah.
But there's neither time nor no time. Do you pa tam mepa nika madru pare?
Are te nyam ya la da ba kap sare. Jito khen je ba kap sa yang tu ya ko. Tu som je san je yang ko.
That is an explanation from the perspective of reaching the ultimate of the ultimate view. But when we're in the post-meditative stage, then it's okay to distinguish times. For example, to talk about the Buddhas of the three times. So if there are no questions now, then we can sing the song one time through, and then people can ask questions if they have them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Right here in this well, Jambudvipa, the victor's realm, there is one renowned as being a second Buddha. On the victory banner of teachings that do not set, he is like the crowning jewel at the very top. Respected by all and worthy of offerings, the melodious sound of his rippling flag of fame reverberates in every direction around. Is this not the Lord and accomplished Master Maitripa? There is one who served at his lotus feet with respect and drank in full draughts the quintessential elixir, the Mahamudra, the crowning point of view. This put him in touch with reality plain and simple. He perfectly brought all excellent qualities forth and was not defiled by any fault at all. O Sugata, emanation in human form, that greatest of beings, Lord Marpa, taught like this.
However appearances might appear outside, not realized or illusory projections. Clinging to objects, this is what ties you down. For those who know their illusory appearance, for them what appear to be objects are mind's best friends. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as appearance. And being unborn Dharmakaya is utterly pure. He taught of its purity as the unborn Dharmakaya. The workings of mental consciousness inside, not realized or ignorance itself. This is the source of all karma and all affliction. If realized is self-awareness wisdom, here is where positive qualities spring full-blown. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as wisdom. Let phenomena go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go. More, he said. This skanda form compulsively taken on, not realized as four elements making a body. Sickness and suffering, this is what comes of that. If realized is a deity's union body, reversing the common assumption you entertain. In the end, in fact, there is no such thing as body. It's as rarefied as a cloud-free sky, he taught. As pure as a cloud-free sky is what he taught. Of male and female demons and ghouls, for as long as your guise has not been seen through our maras, obstacle makers who nothing but trouble spell. When your guise is seen through, you obstructors are Dharmapalas. A hotbed of cities of such a variety. In the end, in fact, there are neither gods nor goblins. Let concepts go as far as they go and no more. This is as far as they go and no more, he said. In the ultimate jnana, to put it in general terms, through the Anuttara Yoga of Secret Mantra, when a Dhatu condensation with Nadi aligns, the forms of spirits are seen outside, he taught. Not knowing these self-expressions are not what they seem, but thinking they're real will get you precisely nowhere. There was a time confusion made my head spin. Knowing no better, I built a nest of delusion, taking gods that help and spirits that harm as true. But now through the jets and Siddha's guidance so kind, I see stopping samsara and winning nirvana won't do. I've caught on that whatever appears is Mahamudra. To realize in delusion to have no ground, the water moon of awareness shines unblurred. The sun of luminosity free of clouds lights up the darkness of ignorance out to its spring. My spinning head of confusion spins no more. A glimmer of basic being glows within. How precious now the idea of seeing a ghost. It reveals the unborn source, how strange and amazing.
Tonam de pamje zibani, tomne nyepe janam pamje, tega nache balap trupai, sipe tole droa droa shu. Munjol lembo kuye tashi shu, yena chuchu sungi tashi shu, tada jeme tuki tashi shu, gyalwe kusung tuki tashi shu. Nendere nimor delek, ten delek, nime kunyan delek, nimten tato delepa, kunjo somje tashi shu. Yatini, treba yona sangu shu, sangtangu treba zu, tini tiji mambu me.
So if people have questions, then the first part of tomorrow night's session will be devoted to Rinpoche asking for your questions, and then there's not too much more in the song after that, so then Rinpoche will finish the explanation.
Yeah.
Hints of Mahamudra.